This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut that out.
Because this will get out of something.
You know what? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Rub up is not bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's a rub up on the
thing. I was in South the other day. These men were going ham with it. Everything was a wire.
I can't say nothing anymore.
Everything was a wire. How can you check everything?
Bro, I have to think twice when I speak to certain people now.
Yeah.
Because you can't say nothing.
How is it possible I got to go south and change my whole vocabulary? Like, how?
You got to watch what you're saying.
Yo,
how many wireable things are you saying?
Bro, there was pure wires, bro. I think at one point I just gave up, man. Gave up. I was like, the hell with this shit, man.
Is it the three wise men?
Yeah, it's about to be six wise men. Oh, is that working, yeah?
Come on, sick.
That soundboard is crazy, bro.
Sick.
Oh, they get gone.
Oh, Charlie.
Brother, why are you don't play Sudoku? Loves
it, brother, allow me, bro.
Sudoku?
I don't care about Sudoku.
You know what's crazy? A girl tried to get onto me for playing it the other day.
Why?
Bro. Because I was playing in the gym and I was on the bike.
I don't get why you play it like you're smart, bro.
Oh.
So you think you got to be smart to play Sudoku?
You got to have some level of intellect to play Sudoku.
Then I must have some kind of level of intellect then, because I can complete
look
the thing.
Look how long it took to say that.
Bro, my vocabulary is terrible, bro. Like, sometimes I pronounce words backwards and all that. Like, whoa, a sentence. I might pronounce the sentence backwards.
Oh, you're dyslexic, innit?
Yeah.
I can't really get onto man for that.
So I'm saying, that doesn't... Dickhead. Dickhead.
That isn't just me.
Yeah, it's classes, isn't it? But I don't mean that...
If you went uni, you would have got a free laptop and all sorts.
I did when I was in uni. But
they would have let you stay in, you know, extra 3 hours for your exam.
Yeah, no, I got all of that. But remember...
What did you get for the exam then if you got extra 3 hours?
Well, I failed, didn't it? It doesn't matter.
You know how mad it is, man. I'm back for extra 3 hours and still failed. That lesson's not for you, bruv.
There was actually a thing I was watching the other day. I think the dude is Italian.
Mm.
And he was saying, in Italian, because you sound out all the letters, mm-hmm, when you say the word,
mm,
a lot of them can't tell they're dyslexic until they start learning English.
I swear.
Yeah. So the dude, yeah. So some of the guy was like, in the way they do stuff, it's literally sometimes it's a cultural thing in terms, mm, of it's only certain things that will show that you have certain issues. He was like, yeah, in Italian, a lot of Italians only figure out they have dyslexia when they're trying to learn English.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm only like 5%, but again, dyslexia's more about you learn differently to other people.
Yeah.
So something that's easy for you, man, I might be struggling.
But is it the numbers or the words for you?
I learn how to read in jail anyway, so it might be...
So it's everything.
You might not even be dyslexic.
It might be everything.
It might be the English you learn in jail.
Yeah, just what I'm saying. So, yeah.
No, but you went to school before that. Oh, you got kicked out of school,
I got kicked out early. Like, I was one of the first to get kicked out.
How old were you when you were... What?
You see all the man them. Them man finished their GCSEs. Like, they'll tell you about the roads after and all that, such. But most men, yeah, we didn't. You know,
you didn't even get to GCSEs.
I didn't get to GCSEs. I think I got kicked out early year eight. No, late year eight, early year nine.
How do you get kicked out? That those are the years where you're still kind of reading your books.
Yeah, man was on different stuff.
The bad reads were bad from year seven.
So what you're telling me? Man was year eight, year nine, and you weren't reading.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I must have been reading. My reading worked great. Yeah. Yeah, my reading was it.
I thought that was you.
No, that was me, bro.
I thought that was you.
Like, hey, that's cold still. That's needed. That's
trying to set
still. I definitely thought that was you. I'm thinking, raw, Keith, man. That brother telling you stories.
That's hard.
That's hard still. But no, no, my reading weren't great. My reading weren't great. And obviously, it just got better as I was in the can. All I had time to do was think and
you didn't have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
What was your favourite book to read in jail?
I didn't have a favourite book. I just read whatever.
Of Mice and Men.
That
book is brazy.
What's that for, like a 5-year-old or something?
That's a big book.
If you read GCSEs, I said Of Mice and Men.
That's a big book.
No, I remember reading the book from, was it Maya? That big
Maya Angelou.
Yeah, I remember reading one of her books.
You're a liar. You are.
How do I know her name?
Do you know why? Do you know why you've said that? Because you've just seen her Instagram and seen she's a popular author. So in your head, this has come through.
That is one of the
first books.
You weren't reading Maya Angelou in jail.
That is one of the first books I read.
What year was it? What year was that? Listen to this.
We're talking about 2001, 2002.
Fuck off.
What? That's when I went to the Canberra.
Maya Angelou in 2001. Ja Rule days.
Brother, I went to the camp.
She was
terrible,
writing back
bro.
Then.
I'm not saying she wasn't, but this nigga was. He didn't know about her, bro.
Wait, I didn't know. No, I didn't know about her. I was just reading the book.
He only knows of her because you know she used to be a lady of the night.
Yes. I didn't know about her when I was reading the book.
Why you say yes? She's like,
because
you
no, because obviously. When you're reading the book, she talks about her life or X, Y, Z. But my point is this, I didn't know about her when I was reading the book. I didn't know.
Oh, so she used to sell front.
Yeah.
What I said? Yeah. Oh, you thought I was just saying that.
I didn't know if you were joking, but it didn't register.
Yeah.
I didn't know. What I know about her now is obviously she wrote books and whatever, bloody. But when I was reading at the time, I didn't know about her.
She was a city girl from back then.
Yeah, she got a PhD, looking for a PhD.
Yeah. I didn't know. I don't think the camera's not moving for me, you know that, isn't
it? Yeah, well, I think Brent does sign.
Oh, okay, cool. Doesn't matter. But yeah, man, I learned. Dyslexic and all that, it doesn't matter, man. Listen, man, no one can get you down when you're dyslexic. Here's what it is, man. We learn differently.
So, Of Mice and Men's a big book. Another book is To Kill a Mockingbird. That's another big book.
Yeah, that's from The Hunger Games, isn't it?
What's the one? Other one?
Is that not from The Hunger Games?
Beware of the Spook. What's that one? Beware of the Spook Next Door. Some Black Panther shit.
Hold on, is that not from The Hunger Games? Have you seen Hunger Games?
I don't watch that shit, but...
Have you seen Hunger Games?
Yeah.
You know you've seen Hunger Games. Why are you messing around for?
So To Kill a Mockingbird.
That's from The Hunger Games,
that is
bro.
Set in...
Bro, I'm saying the book came out before the films,
isn't
it?
Some racist America, so I'm like...
Okay, Games. I'm just saying that. I'm sure they got a version of that though, man. To Kill a Mockingbird. Or something about Mockingbird.
There's a bird that's in Hunger Games.
It's called Mockingbird.
That is the symbol. That's the only correlation, bro.
I don't know, man. I thought that book was from...
You see, Rich, when I talk to Rich, I can just catch Rich out so easy.
I don't know why you're trying to catch me out, though,
bro. I'm talking to Rich and I'm like, what are you saying? It's like he doesn't know what he's doing, bro. Like, it's like he just walks straight into it all the time, bro.
That's just freestyling, isn't it?
Pause. That is a pause, isn't it?
What? What did he say?
Walking straight into it all the time.
Oh, if you were inside, that would be a pause. That might be on you. Facts only would be on to you if you were inside right now, bro.
Who the hell is Facts Only?
Facts Only.
Me personally, I don't believe in
China and Kid.
Chinks, man.
Yeah, Chinks, sorry.
China, you know. Chinks what? And Kid.
Yeah, see, look, that's how I know.
You're seeing Kid.
That's how I know I'm not reading his name properly. Shout out to them, anyway. But, yeah. It'll be on you if you're in the South, bruv.
Yeah, Mice and Men is a sick book.
That is plausible.
Have you seen the film?
Nice.
There's a film, yeah?
Yeah.
I used to watch it in college, school all the time.
There's a sick book you used to read called Brokeback Mountain. Have you seen that book?
I'm just going to drink my drink, man. I will never read that book or watch the film. There's no reason for me to do that.
Have I seen the film?
Yeah, have you seen the film?
Well, have you watched it?
Huh? What? No. I'll give you context, yeah? So I remember when it first came out, I was with my mum and dad in the living room. I think it was on ITV3. They were flicking through and the thing came out. It's this disgusting thing they're doing. Because it was the scene before they're about to, have flat cheeks, innit? So all of a sudden, I just switched it. My mom's like, blood of Jesus, pulled out a Bible, bro. Stop praying.
Everything you've described, I have no idea, because I've never seen the only thing I've seen of Brokeback Mountain is the cover.
Yeah, it's two cowboys in the wild who are in love, innit? That's what it is. They've got wives and kids.
Have you seen?
Serious?
Yeah, and they're doing things on the cover. That's what I remember.
Is that yours or mine?
No, that's yours, bro.
Family Guy has a skit on it where it's basically Brokeback Mountain from the perspective of the horse.
That's wild.
And the horse walks in.
And the horse is just...
Yeah, the horse basically... He goes to wake man up. The horse sticks his head in the tent. And the horse just runs out screaming.
And starts putting his legs up on the back. You know, the horse is like, oh, God, oh, oh, God, God, oh, no, oh, God. The horse is finished. He's rattled.
So if I said these niggas slept in too long, shit. Let me go check. I was like, fuck!
Not,
you know what that reminds me of? I think the funniest situation is, I have a friend of mine, yeah? So his uncle's gay, isn't it? But when he was younger, he was like, when he knew his uncle was gay, he was like, it's only when he got a little older, because he'd go to his uncle's house all the time, and his uncle's brethren, that he's like, his uncle used to live with his brethren. Then as he got older, yeah, like, there's only one bed.
No way,
crazy. So, but it's crazy. Funny, you know, the things you pick up on as you get older. You know, you have that moment, you're like, aha! I knew your niggas was fucking.
Crazy. That's like Bear Man saying they used to have bear uncles to come over to the house.
Mad.
Because you know, you start to reason.
Uncles that weren't related to your family.
Because you're like, why was uncle topless in the yard?
And you start realizing, oh, God.
Yeah.
Mom was getting pambered by these brothers.
Mom was getting beat up.
Why was uncle coming out of your room?
But why do we call them uncle? Can't we just call them
out of respect? I think it's out of respect, though.
I think it's a bit mad, though.
It's an aft thing, though.
Yeah, it's aft thing.
Because I got West Indian brethren, and like their mums are like
Tina.
Don't call me auntie.
Yeah, yeah.
Tina.
I don't like it.
So. Hi, Tina.
What's that to you?
Yeah, hi, Tina.
In the crib, you know, be alright there, Tina.
It's mad. And for me, I just feel weird doing it.
Yeah, 100%. Where was we? I was with Yusuf one time, and we went to see a film that was, I feel, a preview, whatever. And we were basically saying that we're leaving, and we were calling the guy uncle, and he got mad. The other guy got pop up and said, "Don't call me uncle. You're talking about me and your family." I was like, "Brother, sorry, like, so is this, we're African, isn't it? Like, so
now
we don't know you. We don't even know your name." That's what I'm saying. But you're getting upset that we're calling you uncles. All right, cool.
It's a respect thing, isn't it? I think West Indians they do more like sir, madam. If it's someone older, like a grandparent or something.
Do they?
I think it's more like that over there, like as in sir, madam, or like it's a bit more respectful like that. But generally speaking, us is anyone older than us, even if it's a couple of years,
it's your uncle.
Could be your uncle, auntie, you know what I'm saying?
Do you prostrate?
No.
Who?
No. Prostrate. You like you can either do that one where you just put your hand down.
How do you not know?
Yeah. But as in that.
All Richard was prostate. He was like, hey.
I said, whoa. I said, what's going on here?
BD prostrate.
I'm confused.
All Richard was cavity check.
I said, what is going on here, bro?
It's when he lay down and
Richard's thinking when you bend over and cough.
No, but I said, so what?
Joe, you know what I'm
saying?
Is that, yeah, man's seen that action too many times.
I would hate that, you know.
What
man strip man and say bend over and cough? I wouldn't even do it, bro.
But what do you do?
Put me in solitary confinement, man.
What do you do, though?
Bend over and cough.
Okay, but man, what happened?
What kind of rubbish is this?
What happens if they beat you senseless, you knock out, and you wake up and some man's got his finger in your bum anyway? So
what is happening?
What are you going to do, bro? What are you going to do?
What?
No, what are you going to do then?
Go back to sleep.
He's doing his own cavity check.
Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep.
Marvin, you did say, you know,
go back to sleep.
As wild as it sounds, you have seen the videos of the guys in America where, basically, you be getting rushed in jail, right?
Yeah.
The man said they'll rush you. And then after you get rushed, a man will pull your trousers down, spread your cheeks, and spit in your ass.
No.
Because you know why? But there's an explanation as to why. Because now, you know what I mean? It goes down on books as sexual assault.
Yes, yeah, so they have to call your family member.
And now you've got it on your record. So, because there's a violation.
That is brazy, man. That is too much, man.
Wait, have you heard of the duty gun?
How did you find that out?
How did you know that, bro?
I'm talking about how them man guys found
it
out.
Oh, I'm thinking of
you. Not you, as in like, yo, you need to get this nigga back, man. Yo, hey, Article 13, Chapter 4 says, lip out of his cheek, spin his ass, man.
How did you know that,
they
bro?
They gotta bring his parents,
Somebody probably did it the first time, and then some other people.
Bro,
that is brazy.
Never have I rushed a man in school before.
Yeah,
and full drop his pads and spit in his bum.
What? Why?
That is brazy.
Yeah,
bro.
Too much.
But
that's, too
no,
much.
Come on, bro. It's mad dramatic, though.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Most men can take a rushing. You know what I mean? A proper beating.
Nah, man, you say most men.
No, I'm saying like in jail. Like I said, there's niggas, bro. You can beat them half to death. A man will survive it or whatever. Because you know what I mean? They can take a rushing. But you know what I mean? Something like that, bro. You bounce back from
there.
Are your bums wet as well?
It's wet. You just wake up and just your bum's wet for no reason.
You know, it's proper. What? Nah. You know what I mean? Like, proper, proper been violated.
Crazy. Moist cheeks.
And then they had the, obviously, the Glock Dookie.
Yeah.
So you Glock Dookie.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, a toothpaste container. They fill it up with anything.
Shit,
it could be shit, semen, anything.
How do you put it in there?
So you cut the end, the back. You know what I mean? You fill it up with stuff, and then as they walk by, it's a drive by in your face.
These men are doing manufacturers in jail, bro. That is crazy.
So they call that
trauma.
Bro, it's funny because they call it a Glock Dookie. And you know, it's you're like, dookie, I think the name is even worse than the action, bro.
But the maddest thing is,
man, hit you with a Glock Dookie.
This just shows you, like, I've had enough. I don't need to go to jail.
Yeah.
Jail in America is different, bro.
Different. There's a program on Netflix. This guy, he done 15 years in England. And it turns out he was wrongly convicted. So now he goes around to different jails all over the world. And he goes into, you know, he might be there 2-3 days and all that. And he goes into like the worst jails I've ever seen in my life. Like America is bad, hands down. But there's worse jails out
there. Yeah, like Bolivia.
Yeah, I was just thinking of
Brazil
that.
And them, man,
Nigeria.
South Africa.
Brother.
The them cells where they have 30 man in one cell.
Did you hear about that white
air conditioning.
Did you hear about that white guy who went in for fraud
and then,
in South Africa and he caught AIDS? There were like 6-7 man like going in on him every day.
Up, you know?
Jesus.
Every day.
That's rough, bro.
No, but imagine you went there for like fraud and then you come out.
I'm not gonna lie, man.
They need to keep people separate.
Someone's got a diamond.
Man
brother. No, I'm saying. You see me? I just know how I am.
Yeah.
And just, once certain things happen to me.
No, but he said. I remember that.
Ten man at a time.
I remember that program, and he was like, "I used to fight at the beginning, but he's like,
you stop fighting,
brother. He said, there's so many man, it's wrong.
I don't care. I'm laughing.
You gotta keep fighting.
Do you remember? You man have seen Oz?
Yeah. Remember
Oz?
That's crazy.
Remember
Oz? Channel 5.
It's got Adebisi. Remember Adebisi thing? He had the hat. And he used to wear it on the side, and it would never fall off his head.
Yeah,
I was thinking of the woman prison program.
No. Oz is this one.
That's it.
Big Show.
Oz was crazy. Because remember, there was the brother where he came in on driving. You know what I mean? Whatever, like vehicular manslaughter, or some shit. So he got a long stretch, and there was the Nazi brother who would always. You know what I mean? Him and do crazy stuff to him. So as time goes on, he becomes hardened. As well. So the Nazi brother, his kid ended up in jail.
No. Ooh,
and my man did the same. Well, he could, when the other brother, because he's like them now, did the same thing to my man's son.
My man went from PPP to HIV. Crazy.
Yeah.
What's going on,
that's too crazy.
Oh, a PPP loan. Oh my God.
For fraud.
That one, you know what I mean? It took me way too long to get there. Jesus.
There's certain countries that you just don't do
certain things. Bro.
Yeah.
Just today, I saw a thingy. So you see how all the car thefts are going on in the world, essentially. Over here is crazy. So in America, car thefts are going crazy. So this he's 23.
Mm.
So he was the ringleader of this car theft ring or whatever. So I think with him, they had him linked to 13 car thefts. So 13 car thefts. And he was even going as far as renting some of the cars out that they stole and so on.
Crazy.
Bragging about making 200 to 500 a day or whatever. Got 25 years.
25? Yeah, that's what that's what I don't like about.
For 13 cars.
That's not worth
it. He's making how much a day?
It's not worth it. That's what I don't like about America. Yeah. You can go do a crime and get 106
you can
years.
You could do a burglary in America and get 30
25 years.
Bro, 25 years.
I'm not saying burglaries.
No, I'm not.
I condone it, but bro.
But like, yeah, but at least get a sentence that fixed the crime, bro.
You see in America, the prison, obviously the prison system over there is privatized. They make money out of it.
Yeah,
It's cheap.
They make money over here as well.
Yeah, but not like America.
Yeah.
Because over here,
it costs 36 grand to keep someone in jail over here.
There's issues with over here with overcrowding.
Mm,
in America, no such thing.
They don't. We just build another one.
They got space.
Yeah, because you know the desert prison. You know where there was one. It's in Texas somewhere, and it's just.
I know you're about.
In the desert, where they're in desert, and they put them all in pink uniforms just to embarrass them. So the jail uniform is pink, and they're in the desert, mom. So think of being in the desert, being like you're just literally faced with the elements, and you're just sleeping in tents.
That bitch crazy. Is hot,
bro. It is crazy because in America, you know, there's prisons where they're like, you can go to a regular prison and do 25 years. You could come to this prison and do 10. Most people are like, I'm going to take you. That's how bad the prison
crazy.
Is. Niggas are like, go and give me that 25. Because 10 years of this, you're a different person. You know, PNB Rock. Remember the rapper. Was it last year or the year before? It was last year.
No,
yeah.
Definitely either last year or the year before.
Nah, it might be this year.
No, I think it was this year.
Trust me, it was last year. The guy who, one of the guys who was part of it, got 230 years.
What?
If you see the brother, the way he was screaming in court, yeah, crying, yeah, it was like, yeah.
What?
But at that point, just tell me I'm gonna die in jail because 230 years, the problem is over here, for example, life is 25, good behavior, you might be out. Like, whatever. In your lifetime, you'll get out. In America, you are not seeing light of day.
That's crazy, bro.
There's one dude I saw, an American one, that was like, I think Louis Free was talking to him, and he was like, oh, how long are you in it for? I think he was like 19. He was like, I'm in it for like 130 years or some shit, yeah. So Louis Free was like, well, what did you do? He's like, I killed a crackhead over $20. And the brother was like, so,
oh, yes, I know. Exactly.
Yeah. So he was like, so you're in here for 130 years or however long, over $20.
That's crazy.
And he's like, yeah, but... And then he started to break down his life and he's like, my mum's a drug addict and a prostitute. My sister, the prostitute.
But he was like, jail's better.
Jail is better for me to be in jail than out there. Because crazy. The responsibility I have over there and what I keep seeing...
I'd rather be in here.
So it sounds like he done it just to go to jail. But I'm like, brother, do you know how mad it is? That is... bonkers, bro.
Yeah.
Would you kill yourself if they gave you that much time?
Depends.
No, I'm not doing it, man.
120 years.
The thing is, I couldn't kill myself because of like what I believe in, and I just couldn't do it, bro. Even though I could, like, obviously it's not a banter or nothing, but I wouldn't even do it properly, bro.
No, but obviously we're not taking the piss out of anyone, or whatever.
I could never do it.
But even then, they say, remember, they say if it's a cross, that's attention. If it's down,
man, yeah.
Man said you meant it.
Just what I'm saying. That's the
yeah, sideways. So, if you're playing games, innit?
Yeah, basically.
I don't know. I can't do it. So
but what would you do with that time? That 120.
Read. I'm gonna become a lawyer.
I'm going to tell you...
I don't know, bro.
The Lincoln lawyer from Hackney.
For me, the first thing I'm going to do when I get into jail, yeah, to let everyone know I'm crazy, I'm shit myself and just walk around. There's a method to the madness. Nobody's raping a nigga. That smells like shit.
Nah, some guys will.
Some guys will be like,
You must be getting
the
shitty
bone. Man said, you kinky, dog.
Bro, if you're willing to work your way through that shit, you know what I mean? Do your thing. But you know what I mean? You're a different kind of animal.
They're looking at you like, shit got real.
Man said, you got the shitty bone.
I'm walking around. You know them war stripes, bro?
Yeah, I mean, it's only gonna last so long though.
It's like, nigga,
crazy.
You just my type,
bro. What?
I swear, I saw a clip the other day. Someone pretending to be crazy in court or something in America.
I was looking at him, bro.
And the judge was like,
yeah,
you tell your client to allow it. Yeah, relax. Like you're still getting the sentence, bro. Allow me.
You know
bro.
What is it? If you do it from the get go, cool, fair enough. Then you got a chance,
brother.
You can't do it halfway through.
But they're looking at this man like, what mental illness are you imitating?
But technically speaking, though, it could happen, though. If you're to go to jail and it hits the fan, and one day you're sitting in your cell, and then your lawyer, like, because obviously your lawyer will speak to you in it, and your lawyer will say, like, how's the case looking? It's not looking good, you know. What roughly are we looking at, 4 years, 5 years? 4 years, 5 years.
You might say 400.
We're looking at, the prosecution pushed for the maximum, which is 140 years. But the minimum is 80. You're going mad on the spot, bro. On the spot, man.
But here's the thing.
Man said the minimum is 80, you know.
This is how I know his lawyer wasn't in on this situation, yeah? Because his lawyer would have told him, that's not how that mental illness you're copying manifests. You know what I mean? Because a man was in there, bro.
I don't know what he was doing, bro. I was like, brother, you need to sit down, man.
Because you remember, you've seen The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Remember Corrado, when he was doing the crazy thing?
I think so.
With him, because he was on house arrest, and he started doing the crazy, like, he was like, literally, they're going for the crazy thing, like, he's old, trying to be crazy, where he walked over to the neighbor's house, and he's like, can I have some ice cream? You know, little things like that, where you're like, okay, that's an old man losing his mind. But if he started doing all of that, you know, it's like,
He's doing a dyslexic crip.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, literally. It's literally like you're doing too much. You know, and you're looking at your man like... There was also the brother, remember, the one who represented himself.
Ah, oh, I see that.
Right, yeah, yeah, close yeah. to the yeah,
I
see that.
Bro, but you don't think like...
Don't let this time. And his hair was like that, isn't it?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. That's going to get him.
Yeah. Said, right, listen, listen to him. Listen to him. 120 years. Yeah, bro, get the fuck out of my car, nigga.
Like, look at what he did, bro. And I was like, bro, the nerve. Like, you know, you look at someone and
you're not getting out of that, man. You're not getting out of that.
That. You know, and the thing is, when we talk about crazy sick people, that man was mentally ill. Like, if you look at how what he was doing versus what the other brother was doing, this dude here, you know, like, you killed your kid and you have the nerve to come out here and stand in front of these people and do all of this. You are sick.
And I don't think I'll ever represent myself unless I know exactly what is... You know what I mean?
Bro, because you don't want to go to jail for life.
Yourself, bro. This fine lines here, man. I need someone to find a loophole somewhere.
He knew, bro. Yeah. He knew. You know, when you look at... There's certain times he probably looked at his case, bro, and he was like, I'm cooked. I go out with a bang.
Yeah, but even then, it's like... Again, that's why you got lawyers, isn't it?
Just don't go to jail.
I was actually watching a review of Young Thug's case from a former prosecutor.
He's put on bear weight.
Oh yeah, he's good in there. You know what I mean? He's, you know what I mean? We definitely believe what he says. You know what
did
what
he
mean?
Say? YSL stands for fashion brand.
Brother,
he wears female clothes. Yeah. Huh? He be a gangster.
No, but the thing is, I'm not gonna lie to you. I believe it to an extent. I feel like YSL might have been like they might have used another acronym, but I feel like that's where it came from originally.
Mm.
So technically,
he can get away with it.
It was Young Slime Life. But what did he? You know what I mean? You know, they did that shit. But what the prosecutor, the former prosecutor, was saying, is these guys have. Like, he's like, Thug has some really, really good lawyers.
Mm.
And he was like, for him, he's like, this case isn't as cut as dry as it appears. Essentially, he was like, he feels like it's a shit show. The prosecutor that's currently there and stuff like that, he feels like they've dropped the ball on a lot of things that Thug's lawyers can, you know, potentially, to get a mistrial. Because he's like, the fact that it's taken nearly 9 months to get... You know what I mean? A jury in itself, 8 to 9 months. He's like, the trial hasn't even started yet.
And even the lawyer, even the judge was switching one time. It was like, bro, you're sort of taking too long, bro.
Yeah.
And from the time the judge is saying...
Judge is getting frustrated.
And it's the same judge, right?
And they said that they had like was it 300 witnesses or something like that? Yeah. Or 500 witnesses. You've got bears. So let's start hearing.
And remember,
them.
there were 30 people. There were 30 defendants initially. Only 6 left.
Crazy.
So what, are the rest of them in sentence?
So some of them got plea deals.
Yeah, Gunner's
some of them got dropped out of the case where they just had to just let them. And there's only 6 people left on the case, essentially.
So the guy was like,
there's...
His brother got out and then he got gum on a gun charge.
On some other shit.
Yeah. Oh, so no back way.
So dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
His brother got a plea deal. Because the thing is, people don't realise a lot of these plea deals just set you up. So a lot of these plea deals are like, you're out, but you're on a... Thin thread, bro.
Yeah.
And these men, the life they live, you need a gun.
They can't stop.
I can't not have a gun because I don't know who I'm going to buck into.
And not even that, bro. Just because you decided you're not on nothing no more, it doesn't mean the guys you have issues with are not on. And that's, you know what I mean? That's kind of the side of being, living a certain way. You know, you can sit here and say, I'm genuinely not on nothing. And this is like, so? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I remember XYZ that you did to me on the 4th of November, 1995.
You know what's funny?
And I'm going to catch you.
I've heard of a couple of men like that. Obviously, background, you know, this part of town, thing that still think about stuff that happened back in the day and all that. But obviously,
where you're my grown ass man, bro. Get the hell out of here.
I live a different life than it. So
yeah, people don't. But the thing is, some people don't forget.
No, that's cool. I don't care if you forget or forgive. I'm living a different life than it. So I'm on another path. Full stop, innit? So this is...
No, I hear what you're saying.
You're telling me I might spend the block, but don't make me...
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about in general that certain people think like, now that... Example, if me and King have got beef, you can have an epiphany now. You're at work now with your pea coat on.
Mm.
But I ain't got my pea coat on.
Yeah. No,
fuck
I
your
hear
pea
you.
Coat, nigga.
Is that what it's called, a pea coat?
I remember what happened.
Is that what it's called, a pea coat?
Yeah. Okay, so when I see King...
Yeah.
So I know you're thinking of a Patrick.
Fuck your tie and your shoes.
No, I hear your
shoes.
I hear what you're saying, but I am actually talking about myself.
No, I hear. The thing is, the reason I'm not talking about you because I want to remove you from this scenario.
Okay, cool.
I want to chat about my bridges like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, like, hypothetically, if I had issues with King back then, King could not. I can't see King on Shoreditch High Street and man's telling me I'm on the way to work. Brother, take your coat off, man. take your coat off. What?
Wait. No, what man. If I'm with my wife and kids?
Yeah, man, let them watch. Let them watch.
I don't know.
Your wife and kids.
It's time for your family to soon find out if you really about yeah. it.
Nah,
you put them on the bus.
No, it happens, bro. I'll never forget. This is a couple of years ago. I was speaking to a friend of mine. And he had, you know, kind of gotten into a situation where he bumped into somebody he had real, real issues with, mm-hmm. right? And bear in mind, you know, my boy had been invited to number 10, you know what I mean, to speak about certain things. Mm. You know what I mean? He had dealt with, it's a friend of ours, he had dealt with, you know what I mean, helping kids come off the streets mm. and different things. And he bumped into this one person that, you know, you proper issues with, yeah? And it's crazy because he grabbed him and he was holding him down, yeah? Jesus. Proper holding him down. And obviously people in the streets intervened, you know what I mean? They pulled them off or whatever and they separated.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Them and the guy, you know what I mean, went off or whatever. But in the moment, he was like, I genuinely wanted to do him something. But afterwards, now I'm like, I would have, you know, just fumbled everything.
Yeah.
In that moment, he was 100%. Like, but in the moment, yeah, he was like, all that rage from back then came back. And he was like, as he was looking at him, he was like, I couldn't let it go in that moment. You know what I mean? He's like, now looking back at it, I was like, I could have just wasted the loss. 10, 15 years of my life. But it was like, the guy's in front of me, I'm holding him, and all I could think of is how we got here.
Risk versus reward, isn't it?
And this is it. Yeah, and he's like, but literally, and he was thinking of his kids. And at the, like afterwards, yeah, he's like, he was so rattled, yeah, because he was like, I didn't even think of my kids in that moment.
Yeah,
it's like, now I'm thinking of real, my situation and this. Beef. And no. It proper rattled him. And he's like, he was grateful for those people pulling him off and letting the situation go how it did, because he was like, yo, I would have had to, you know what I mean? I would have...
Like a few seconds longer, he might have done something.
And this no, is
I
it.
Get. I 100% get. And there's certain times where, like, me, myself, I have to just...
I know. I've seen it.
I have to... you know what I mean? I have to think. And like, and that's why I know I'm a thinking man. Certain man like, nah, in that situation, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. Bro, I'm not you. That's what I'm saying. I'm not you, bloody, bloody, blah. But me, personally...
you have to think about it.
Yeah, I have to... I'm a thinking man.
But you know why I know you're right? Because I've seen you. And it's funny because if you ever, you know, Rich, and he's reasoning with a man about, don't make me have to do this. Like, you know what I mean? Help me help you. Wait, man's Rich is reasoning with a man. He's reasoning with a man. Wait, you know what he's telling niggas? Like, I don't want to do this.
You know what it is?
I don't want you to make me want to do this.
I've known you. Prevention is better than cure. Mark, I've known you a long time, bro. That's what I'm saying. There's certain positions we don't need to be in, bro. Because I know what comes next. Yeah. And I know how far I might have to go. I don't want to go there because there's repercussions.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's long, as you just said.
Yeah. And it's funny when you're telling the nigga, you don't want this. You know what you're telling the man? Message, listen.
But man want ego to get involved. Man want ego to get involved in this and that. Brother, allow it, man. Go and that's self-control. Way in.
That's proper self-control.
Brother, that's why I go to the gym. Look, you see the boxing gloves down there, bro? I literally just come back from the gym. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just take that rage out.
Don't believe Richard.
What do you mean don't believe?
No, Marvin, think about it. If you think of Rich, bro, and if you do, you know exactly what situation I'm thinking of. Do you know how it could have gone?
Let the man land. No one here is going to say.
You know what I'm going to say.
Jump on the cruise bombs.
You're not gonna say.
Guy. Let me hear this.
We need to play football together, innit? Yeah. So one time the team's gone.
I know.
To another game. Funny, yeah.
I heard this story from someone else. Bro, that's not even.
The game was like I don't know. Actually, no. We had the game, but then these man wanted to go to either Birmingham or Newcastle after the game. But for some reason, I couldn't make it, so I didn't go. Next day, I'm getting calls. Rich, be up my man, you know? I said, what? I said, brother, when I saw man's pictures, I said, what in the raccoon is going on here, bro? Gave man two black eyes, bro.
Jesus.
Two. But it was finished. So when I heard the story, I heard Richard was giving him bare tiger knees, bro. Bare knees. Bam!
Wait, how long ago was this?
This is the funniest. But my man tried it, though.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, but Rich finished it.
But you've never known me to be an instigator or an aggressor. when you think about, like, if something happens, I'll defend myself. I'm not going to, like, I prefer we don't get into anything X, Y, Z. But if it happens, then let's go. This is what I'm saying. That's different. Other than that, bro, come on, man. I'm a peaceful brother,
so
man.
The funniest story I heard about, it was another story of football where, you know what I mean, I heard, I think it was, you know what I mean, Rich has gotten into it with someone. And I think something was said in a group conversation or whatever. My brethren was like, Rich was like, I'm coming to man's yard. And my brethren was like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, he knew Rich was on smoke. Yeah. Because bear in mind, man weren't even driving them times. Man said, Rich got the bus.
I told man, yo, bro, give me your passcode, didn't I,
man? Man got the bus to go fight him. All
right, give me your passcode, didn't I? Listen, man, prevention is better than cure, bro. I keep telling people, it's long, bro, man. That's what I'm saying.
Do you know how much a man wants to kick your head off if he's willing to catch the bus to come find you?
Bro, listen, there's certain times when the rage takes over. I don't like being angry, bro.
And there's only two people I know with that kind of smoke, him and me. They're mad, you know what I mean? Where I'm going to catch the bus, like I'm going to come find you.
I don't think I'm that mad to catch a bus. I can drive to a yard and do something. When I'm in the bus and I'm looking at the stops go past, I'll calm down by the time I get to you. There's too many stops, bro. By the time I get to your yard, I'm like, yo, what's good, brother?
Too much.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Whereas if I'm driving, I'm speeding, you're hearing a bit of rap music. You're in the zone, bro.
I don't like being angry full stop, man. It's
not worth it.
Like, being angry lowers your intelligence, like, for that period of time when you're angry.
Yeah, they say anger is one letter short of danger.
That's why when I see Americans and, you know, when man are catching flights in different states to beef, man, like, you sat in the airport for 2 hours.
All that time, innit?
You checked in, gone through passport control, you've gone through security, you sat on a plane, you've landed, you've exited the airport, you've had to go find man. We're a day and a half in.
Yeah.
And you're still angry.
I don't think America is a real place. I think it's a social experiment.
100%. And I genuinely believe that.
I get why they say that.
America's not real.
There's too many things I see coming out of America, bro, where I'm like, and for me, do you know what proof that America's not real, a real place? Sexy Red.
Why?
Everything about her.
Sexy Red.
There's nothing. Bro, think of everything you've seen.
She said, free my baby daddy. Like, I've heard that new song.
Free
my baby daddy.
Hey, look at this guy.
You fucking degenerate.
We got two bad people in the camp, brother. You might have been so responsive the whole episode.
Sexy Red is lit. I don't agree with her lifestyle.
Nah, but when you look
lit.
At it, I feel like, see that tune there? You know what I mean? It's not particularly my cup of tea, but I understand why that took off. But I feel like as it went on, it became like, you know, one of those ones where they're sitting in the meeting, bro, where they like turn the heat up. You know what I mean? Just because I sat there and I was like, what the fuck, bro? Bro, it's literally like, you know, when you think of, when you look at Sexy Red, right? Let's think of if somebody from, let's say, a different culture was to do that and let's say pretend it was a black person, we would be so mad, yeah? Because, you know, like, it's every stereotype within, especially this new song, whatever, you know, like every stereotype is in that. But when she does it, it's literally like we're in there going, like, nah, bro. Like, what the fuck is that?
No, but isn't that the key, though, that she is black, so we let her off?
That's why we shouldn't.
No, but that's like a black person. That's like a black person saying nigger.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah. And if somebody white says nigger, so it's kind of the same thing that I get what you're saying, that like a lot of the stereotypes, a lot of.
Can I ask you guys a question?
I feel like it's destructive, man.
How far 100%. Is Ratchet? Like, how far is it? Like, how far is
what's
it?
I
get what Keith's saying because Six Red's pushing the boat because she's
Bro, she done pushed that boat to Canada, bro.
Because she's pregnant and still twerking in it.
Bro, think of a video. She's pregnant saying, fuck my baby daddy.
No, free my baby daddy.
That's the clean version.
No, but it can't be free my baby daddy because her baby daddy's been in jail before she was pregnant.
But the music video, she's got the banner saying free my baby daddy.
No, I hear that, but her baby daddy's
in jail.
But that is not her baby daddy.
It could be second baby daddy.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
No, because I remember when the video came out. Remember when someone posted the video of her sleeping? Then she had an interview with someone, and then they were like, "Oh, is your baby daddy know about it? He's gone I don't think so. Because he hasn't called me from jail yet.
Yeah.
But when he does call me from jail, she was like, he might probably call me tonight once he sees his interview.
Yeah, she was giving that cranium, yeah, bruv.
I see that.
Insane, bruv.
I didn't see the video, so...
Yeah, I saw the video. I saw the video. The video was brazy.
When I heard she had a sex tape out, yeah, that's the first celebrity sex tape. I had no interest in. You know, that was one where I could genuinely say I'm okay not seeing that. I did see some comments about it, yeah, and I think one of the funniest comments I saw was someone said, "So is, you know," someone said, "definitely not pink."
Damn! Oh my god!
Rude.
Said what, the cookies were deep, yeah.
Tony Carvery, you know.
That's it. Everything.
That's a Sunday roast.
That's it. Everything over there is brown. But think about it, bro. She's doing a music video while pregnant in jail.
Okay,
she wasn't in jail, was she?
It's in a jail video. It's a jail,
yeah, a jail video.
I've seen the video. I've not watched the whole video. I've seen little clips of it. She's in a makeshift jail.
But I feel like the problem is that they say art imitates life for some people. So the issue is a lot of these people, like, even for example, when you watch a video in the UK of like a rap artist, yeah, maybe now it's different. Like, for example, you used to watch the Giggs videos back in the day.
Yeah.
You could spot the bad man in the background. Like, I know this brother, I know you, I know, like, I've heard of you. Whereas nowadays, when you see that UK rap videos, it's just a man them. Whereas when you see the rap videos in America and then in the hood,
it's really,
and you got
the
little kids, you got the man on the bikes, like,
the whole environment is
you can see that this ain't a joke. Like, this is how we're living, you know. So I feel like what happens is that they just kind of amplify where they are, and also within their environment. If you're in an environment and you're lit, it kind of, you want to be, it's weird, you still want to be in the environment, but show out in that environment. Do you know what I'm saying?
100%.
So I feel like the difference is that in America, that a lot of these artists, it pays for them to...
be extreme.
Not be extreme, but it pays... Yeah.
Yeah, authentic.
Oh. He wants to charge.
Okay. It pays for them to be... What's the word I'm looking for?
Authentic.
As authentic as possible and within that environment and stay true. Like, for example, Sexy Red now, if she becomes
in America,
famous,
they want extreme.
And no, so if she becomes famous and now she becomes clean, it's like, what are you doing?
They don't rate her no more.
Like, remember her lane, when you look at people like Meg Thee Stallion, Lotto, Doja Cat, like, they've all got their lane, innit? But Sexy Red's lane is, I am the most ratchet person you are ever gonna meet, and I'm standing on it. Like,
you know what you're saying is true. You know what I mean? I think to a degree. And I agree with it, you know what I mean, up until a point, because I actually watched an interesting conversation about it on Joe Budden podcast. And they were talking about, you know, because they were saying, you know what, they've had enough of it, da-da-da.
Sexy Red.
Yeah, because it was literally like, at some point, you know what I mean, like, everyone enjoyed what she was on. And they were like, up until now, they were like, genuinely felt like, because they were like, I don't listen to her projects or whatever, but they're like, they listened to her first project where they genuinely felt like, you know what, this was her, this is her lifestyle or whatever, but they were like, she's come too far to still be on this. What they were saying as well is like, they feel like now it's more of, there's a room full of people now saying you should be doing this, and because they were like, when they look at the difference between what she was doing then and what she's doing now, now
worse.
It seems more like, you know what I mean, somebody's telling you need to be doing this, or you need to be doing that. Because, you know, when you look at it, like, the first types of music she was making, I'm like, you're living in Section 8 housing, you're living in this situation, so the music is reflective
of that,
your situation. And now it's like, somebody's telling you that you still need to be doing this, and it needs to be like this, and it needs to be like that. So they felt like it was just counterproductive at this point.
It's true, though. If you look at every other artist in terms of rap, even if it's, you've got ESTs, or you've got your City Girls, got all these, like, they've leveled up. Like, the moment I start making money, even Favio, like, Big Drip video to now, it's not the same, brother.
Different.
You know what I'm saying? Pop Smoke, the first, obviously, RIP, first video is not the same as even his third video.
Yeah. You
know what I'm saying? Like, so you kind of got to, like, level up to a degree. Like, yeah, you can still be talking the same thing, but even if you look at Glorilla and, is it Lola Brooke and people like that?
Yeah.
You can see that they're trying to, like,
level up.
Even Cardi B, when she first came out, to now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Cardi was the most ratchet.
Yeah.
But now she's gone, you know what I mean? Because she's in a different situation. You know what I mean? And it's reflective, because as a person, you know what I mean? You need to be able to, hey, I came from here. I'm here now. You know, yeah, it's kind of like there's certain artists we look at and I'm like, you don't live a certain life no more. Why are you talking about, you know what I mean? And it's the same thing we have when it comes to certain male artists where we'll say to man, you don't live that life no more. Why are you talking about da 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 da? You're a millionaire. You're doing this, you're doing this. Why? And I think for her, it's the same one. Like, we get it. You come from
X, Y, Z.
But you know, with that being said, I heard the same argument. I don't know where I heard it, somewhere online. And they were saying that rappers in general, for example, rappers like Rick Ross, rappers like Meek Mill, all these men basically.
You're 42 not, Doug.
You're not living in a hood no more.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Some Why are you still talking about
42 Doug might be. Like certain man like might still be on the border of like, I ain't really made it yet. And the man them, like, what's my man? The one that had the ski mask on. With
Pusha T.
Yeah,
like them man there. Nah, you're still there. You're still there. You're still there. Cool. But generally speaking,
that man was still doing licks.
Bro. So, but I'm talking about man that have been, although you might be affiliated with the streets, you're so... You don't live in the hood no more.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, so this rap you're rapping about, can we argue the same for these man that shouldn't your rap be changing? Like Jay-Z, for example, Jay-Z raps about art. Mm-hmm. He raps about a few things, but like as his life's changing, rapping about different things.
Mm-hmm.
Andre 3000 said the other day, I'm not rapping no more. I'm 48 years old.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to say.
I heard that though. There's got to be some kind of evolution.
Do you know who I say?
But I think he should still rap though.
Andre 3000?
Yeah,
100%.
Do you know I say who the most, the artists that have changed, not the most, because they not the most, but I'd say mainstream artists that have gone from here to here. Migos, yeah? If you look at the Migos when they started, yeah? Do you remember? They were on a Vice documentary a couple years ago where they ended up getting nicked. So they did the Vice documentary with the white dude or whatever, and he's come to their yard. They had all kinds of burners and so on and so on. And they ended up getting nicked off the back of the documentary.
Yeah, noisy raps, innit?
Do you remember?
Yeah, noisy
and then,
raps.
Because they had Skipper the Flipper.
Yeah.
And he was with them in the yard. Skipper and it was the shoe. Like, it was just wild. So that when you look at the life they were living there and the way they were talking and how they are now. Because when you look at Offset now, you look at how he was, you know, like where life now is reflective of our situation.
Mm.
Like, if you look at Offset and there's a fashion dude, like, bro, Offset is out there bidding. Offset is out there bidding on Michael Jackson's, you know what I mean?
He loves Michael Jackson.
You know, little things like that. Mm. When you look at him from, you know, where he is now to where he was then, there's that evolution as a person. It doesn't take away from who he was.
Yeah, yeah. I went to America, then him and Cardi B had a McDonald's meal.
Yeah,
I
pulled up to the drive-thru. I looked, it's Cardi B and Offset, man.
That's brazy.
Crazy. It's a mad thing, bro.
That's crazy. Like,
for both of them, where they've come from.
Yeah.
Like, so for him, so for him to be carrying around guns now and still being still trying to emulate what he was doing 12 years ago was like.
But the problem is that then there's a disconnect because that's why Offset might release an album and it might not hit because the streets are going to say you're not here no more.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's the issue in terms of as black people is like, what are we listening to? Because black people do this thing where they say stuff like, "Ah, oh, man, ain't real, ain't authentic. You ain't never done anything criminal in your life.
You're an accountant.
How can you
associate in your office?
Bro, how can you associate with this brother? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I hear that.
But you're saying you want a real dude to rap. But like, it's like, why does that make a difference? Because you're, in inverted commas, what you want to hear, you're not even that.
Mm. Yeah.
So how can you want to hear this in the music? The thing is, I'm going to lie. Sometimes when I do hear rappers and I know their backstory, it sounds a bit...
exciting.
Different. Oh. As in, like, it hits more. Like, when it's like Young Jeezy, I went Young Jeezy the other day. Like, when I listen to Young Jeezy, I'm like, bro, I believed you at a point in time. I'm not saying...
Thug Motivation 101.
What? When I'm listening to it, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
But obviously, every man done what they done, whatever. But some man have never done anything.
Tracks.
And you're on this... Yeah, the music's got to be... Or they'll do this thing where, like, for example, Tekashi 6ix9ine will do what he's doing, and then you're online saying, snitch, snitch. Yeah. Brother.
You're an accountant.
You're not
exactly.
Like, why are you so pressed by another man living by a code that you don't even live by?
Mm-hmm.
You don't live by this code. Like, if you're street brothers that live by this code and they're like, oh, 6ix9ine's a snake or a rat, I get it because the life you live,
that's
you can see this, you're like, this is disgusting. But you got people who...
civilians.
That don't even do nothing. Mm-hmm. And you're telling man, calling Kateshi a rat.
No, that's because everyone's got an opinion now.
Mm-hmm.
And social media has allowed everyone to have their opinion and their thoughts and like aired X, Y, Z.
The same people that if police were to bag them today and tell them you're getting food, and tell them you're getting 40 years, they're singing for everyone.
They're getting platinum, bro. Double platinum.
Yeah, double platinum.
I'm telling you,
wait, do you guys think we could have our own version of Sexy Red? And do you think we would rate it? Do you think it would take off here or not?
Remember, our culture is different.
Nah.
Conservative. I'll give you context, Marv. I just sent something to you on Insta.
Bro, Man City losing.
Go on Insta. Play what I sent you. You've probably seen it. And it's from the guys in jail at the moment, yeah? And it shows you, like, we're just not on. We're not ready for that
the video.
Kind of, yeah.
Crazy.
He's got the long samurai. In these times, he's got the long samurai. In these times, he's got
the long samurai.
In these times, he's got no peace in the car. So they crap.
What happened?
They're in jail.
I need context. Instead of the whole world in your hands,
you have to wheel that one. And then by the dance like that,
I don't listen to drill, bro. For me, I've said it, that's the one genre of music
yeah. I cannot listen to.
I can listen to everything. I can listen to, I got classical music in my phone, bro. I don't listen to drill, bro.
Bro, drill is the one thing I've,
I can't lie, the right drill song.
Love it. In the gym. And for me, I'm not even saying the beats don't slap. The beats slap. There's certain songs where I sit there and I'm like, yo, this shit, you know what I mean? Like, sonically, it's crazy. And then the lyric, I'm like, can't listen to
it. Forget it.
Like, honestly, like, it's a choice where I've had to choose not to listen to it. Like, now, like, I can't do it to myself. Even if I'm listening to a mix or a playlist and it comes on, have to skip it. That's something I've genuinely chosen.
Even Pop Smoke?
Can't listen to none of it.
Oh, wow.
No, I can do Pop Smoke. I can't do
none of it, because that's one of them genres of music. I was like, it's wild. But you know what I mean? I was saying all of this to say, you know what I listened to that in America, Marvin? That would go off. Like, off. You know how America is? That would go off.
I said he's got the long summer.
Right.
Bro, all I was thinking of was assembly in school, yeah? And you'd sit there and you know, you're singing, he's got the whole world. Because remember, in America, when there was that summer where all them guys were beefing. And they were remixing. Do you remember when they were beefing off them songs, Marvin? Yeah. And they're doing millions.
Yeah, pissing on the grave and all that.
In America, the craziest video I saw over here was where these youths are talking about one of their ops here. A man's running around with a skeleton.
What?
He must have seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Doing what? Not a real skeleton.
But he's
basically pretending it's one of the ops.
He's trying to bang
and then with the thing, talking with the skeleton, like, just say, like, oh, they crazy. might ride out for you.
Crazy.
Like,
crazy.
Bro, have you seen the one?
Have you seen the one when the mum went to pay respects and the guy killed the mum?
Yeah, in America. Yeah.
The mum went to pay. Basically, killed the guy.
They shot.
The mum went to drop flowers to the dead son, and the guy killed the mum.
I feel like the next gen is like, there's the rule that, like, the problem is that back in the day there were people to enforce these rules in terms of this is what you don't do, don't do.
You don't do, yeah.
But I feel like over time a lot of manders went jail. So the youngers just didn't have no one to tell them don't do this, don't do that. Olders that were around were just saying, because it was in my interest, it benefits me for you to run wild. Because my block's wild now. So you got this, because now, like, when has there ever been?
It's crazy, bro.
Like, the mum at the grave, that has nothing to do with anybody.
Yeah, that's insane.
She's not involved. I ain't dead in the grave, bro.
It's mad, bro.
But the thing is, in America, I feel like America's is different, bro.
There was the youth who, remember where he got shot, and I think he had the back and forth with the person, the guy who came to kill him, he killed him in his yard. So he's gone back and he's posed in his house, where's on all over the blood of where the other guy's gotten killed.
Oh, my God.
And then the guy's brother spun and they killed him same day.
Yeah, that's devilish shit, man.
But you know when you're like, bro, like, why is your mind even there?
No, but the worst one is when they film it. I got shot. I'm driving. Like, brother, why are you on Instagram telling people you got shot?
You know you're telling
Make it to the hospital, bro.
Man are trying to capitalize off everything, you know. Death, even death.
Yeah, but in America, like, you know what I mean? Social, like, currency. Like, you know what I mean? That clout. Capital is just
it's a real
crazy
thing.
Over there where you're like, you got shot, and before you even called 911,
man went on Instagram.
Yeah, he's gonna film it live.
That's crazy, bro. All these men wanted to snitch on themselves. I don't understand, man. You mean terrible criminals.
There was one brother, his name is
terrible criminals.
He's a rapper. His name is Honeycomb Brazy.
What?
That's his name. No, yeah, his name's Honeycomb.
Is, are you serious?
No. And no, no, he's a psycho. Don't listen to the name.
America's got some of the best names.
His name,
Honeycomb Brazy.
Honeycomb Brazy. Well, with him with the obs, you know what I mean? Shot up his grandparents' house and set the house alight with his grandparents in it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's deep rooted, bro. You can't come back.
Like, his brother,
he had different beefs.
And the beefs they have, you know, their beefs are different. Like, you know, when man are talking about, you know what I mean? Like, they came out here and they shot up my whole family. You're like, who are you beefing? Like, what kind of problems do you have?
Man's beefing Kaiser Sosa, you know.
Brother.
And you know what? There's somewhere where a white man's just rubbing his hands like Suge Knight, be like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, y'all niggas killing each other. I don't have to do nothing.
That's the sad. That's for me. That's the saddest bit, man. Like white people look at us and just laugh, bro.
Yeah.
The KKK was like, we're all home to holiday.
Got the log.
And it's crazy.
M1 on the beat.
It's funny because you see with that there was a conversation where basically he got like 20 something years in jail on a conspiracy. And then the conversation was, you know, should he have, basically like the conversation was like, no, he didn't. So he got 20 something years on a conspiracy, innit? No, because you know how conspiracy goes.
Yeah.
So the question is, the conversation people were having, or the question that was being asked is, should he have gone to jail for, you know, for what he did, essentially, like he's not hurt nobody.
What did he do?
I think he only went to jail for conspiracy.
So basically,
you know what I mean? Is somebody was meant to be killed, you know what I mean? The person didn't end up being killed, and he got done on a conspiracy for it, essentially. So, Marvin.
What part did he play?
Just play what I sent you, and then we can answer the question after. So, bear in mind.
You're listening to my Insta
again? On WhatsApp.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? This is. So, listen to this, and then we'll discuss.
No problem. Mm.
After.
Nigga, you gonna play it?
I'll keep quiet, man.
Yeah. Man, I'm pissed. I didn't get to complete that mission. For crying out loud, I was just as close. From removing souls out of this living. But why did you enter being in that Jew? I pulled not as a lot out of this window from prison. That would have been a glorious kill. Now I'm just left with a sinking vision. I'm upset. I didn't get to take their lives as soon as the opening gates. I'm going straight back just to put their soul on my knife. I got British rock started, knowing it's safe. I came in, bold hearted, put fear in the brave. There's been an outbreak and violent crime. The city's speaking, same man doing the good. It's the same man that's causing all these horrific fines. Fairs going door to door, giving the residents knocks. There's a dangerous man.
You see that? He just sounds like you're trying to catch a nut, bruv.
Like, I'm not even just playing on the pod.
Bro,
I'm cutting that out, man. Because this brother, the way you're singing that, you must have some people that are still on the outside that will do the same thing. I'm not involved.
What
are you talking, brother?
If you're smart enough to write bars, you should be smart enough to write bars in a certain way where you don't at least incriminate yourself.
But with drill,
do you
bro,
think he cares?
But that's stupid, though. Like, how can you not, like, come on, though, man.
Yo,
man.
With drill, these men want you to know.
You sound like I was getting a boner while I say the lyrics as well. I was like, what?
Because literally, bro, that's crazy. Because I saw the, you know, you look at the question at the top. You know, man's like, da-da-da. And you're like, huh? And then you hear it and you're like,
yeah, you should have got longer.
Wait, how long did he get?
27.
24.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He's in the 20s.
He's
should have got longer, bro.
You know what?
Because remember, there's
bro,
no remorse. When a man gets bagged, he's in court. He's like, you know what?
Yeah.
They read their statement. Do you know what? Obviously, what I done was bad. I've seen the error of my ways, whatever. This nigga's still saying, but I should have caught them.
And he's saying that from the can.
Yeah.
Wait, did he say he can't wait to get out so he can put stuff on his knife?
What, in 20
mad,
years, bro?
Bad. Yes.
Nah,
that's crazy.
Bro, listen, man.
Why are we so violent? I don't understand, man. We come from kings and queens,
bro. I don't know what camera's running.
Man,
I'm about peace
we
and
was
love.
Kings.
Personally, I'm about peace and love, people. I don't know about nothing. Shit. About nothing.
I think it's the
enough.
GM food, you know. It must be whack, bro.
You know the maddest thing?
We eat the same shit, brother.
But you know what's mad when you think about this whole violence thing? Because when you break it down, like, We are violent people.
It's not our nature, bruv.
We're not.
There's a war going on right now.
I just think we need hugs,
There's multiple wars going on right now. What are you talking about,
Where?
bro? We are, What? Where? Yeah. Oh, shut up, man. There's multiple wars going on right now.
Break it down for me, please.
We are violent people.
Where?
Okay, look, let me give you an example here. Let me give you an example of how bad we are.
I'll trump your argument.
On the outside, if you're on the outside looking in of the human race here, you're going to say, why do these people treat each other so badly? Like, they're all human. Okay, cool. There might be different shades, different colors, etc., etc., etc. But why do they treat each other so badly?
Do you know what you're doing? You're doing...
Oh, my God.
No, no, seriously. Let me educate you on something. We're trying to do here is you're perpetuating what the media tells you.
The media?
Well, once, let me break it down for you. Now, in terms of black people in general, yes. In terms of conflict within the UK and whatever, when black people do have conflict, it can be ultra violent. Yes, cool. But as a people, we are not violent. Because once, when you go to Nigeria, for example, or you go to South African countries, bro, most black people you see are calm. There's no violence over there like that. There are problems, but it's not violent. Like, if that's the case, then the same violence that you see here from black people in America, you'll be perpetuated within
Broski.
And also, you're looking at people like, I don't really want to take it there, but the British Empire, when they're going all over the world, bro.
Colonialism.
And they are fucked up. The whole world.
I weren't talking about black people. Slave trade. I said humans.
King Leopold in Belgium killed like 20 million
people. But allow me. I'm not talking about black people, bro.
From Nazi Germany to Napoleon. Yeah. But allow me, bro.
I'm not talking about black people. I said humans. If you're on the outside,
you talk about black people.
No, I didn't say black people.
Hold on, we're talking about black people.
When you watch this, you're talking about black people. Shut up. I said humans.
You are a sicko.
When do you go back you and watch this? You're going to hear what I'm saying.
You are a sicko.
The point I'm making is this. If you're on the outside looking in on the human race, you treat each other badly.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.